Now, last week, Margaret, you were looking at a riotous night at an inn, and this time you're looking at a postman's reward. I guess there's no connection between the two.
No, none at all that I know of, uh-huh. Scott. This goes back to 1833, and it's a snippet from the Essex Standard newspaper of that year. And it's about quite a remarkable man, Samuel Wyatt, who we're told was the local postman. And he received an award from the local gentry, which sounds pretty boring because it took the form of a scroll rather than hard cash. I'm sure he'd have preferred the hard cash.
Bet he would.
And the reason why he got the reward is from 1803 to 1833, 30 years, he'd been employed as the local postman. Nothing remarkable about that. But when you look at the distances that he covered as the local postman, it's quite remarkable. It's said that he'd covered 26 miles on foot every day.
Heavens.
For 30 years, with only 5 days off for sickness during the whole of that time. And his round had covered Bardfield, Finchingfield, and also Thaxted as well at one time. And he'd started with 4 days a week, and that had been increased to 6 days a week. So he'd been walking all these miles every day.
And carrying all the mail.
And carrying the mail with him. Yes.
However long did it take him?
Well, it must have taken him hours and hours every day. I would think it probably took him the whole of the day.
Yeah.
But the reason he got the reward was partly because at the age of 54, he decided to retire, saying that he didn't really feel as strong as he'd felt in his younger days.
Not surprised. I take it he didn't have to do a second delivery each day.
Well, the mind boggles if he did. But no, I would imagine this was one day's delivery all round the local area.
I'm surprised at 54 that he could afford to retire, but I guess...
He probably couldn't. So let's hope that as well as the scroll of honour or whatever they gave him, they also gave him some hard cash as well.
And what was his name again?
His name was Samuel Wyatt.
Samuel Wyatt. All right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.
And what are you looking at next week?
I'm going to be looking at the death of a miser.
Oh, goodness. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.